Ella Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The Obama administration has thrown the gates wide open to a massive invasion of illegals coming across our southern border. Administration bureaucrats shrugged their shoulders as thousands of Central Americans, many of them children, have waltzed across our border. Now, surprise, surprise, we're giving these kids free vacations, too. At least 8 illegal minors were flown to Hawaii this summer. Liberal organizations there welcomed them. The Hawaii chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association said they had plenty of attorneys who were happy to take the kids' cases, ensuring that they can stay in the United States. Local humanitarian organizations and churches have stepped forward and offered to adopt or house the children. Now, these children may have relatives among the island's Central American population, but somebody ought to ask the obvious question. Why do they need a free plane ticket or housing when they arrive if they have local relatives? But it seems that nobody is asking that question. Meanwhile, the illegal kids are getting a free trip to Hawaii on our taxpayers' dime. We probably all know plenty of American citizens who would like a vacation trip to beautiful Hawaii but cannot afford it. It's bad enough to keep these children in the country, but it's ridiculous to send them across the Pacific on plane tickets to Hawaii that can cost upwards of $1,000. None of these kids is supposed to be here in the first place. And let's remember, as expensive as is a free trip to Hawaii, that's only the tip of the iceberg. The government will follow up with free legal assistance, free education, and free health care. We should have put them on buses and sent them back to their own parents as soon as they set foot in the USA. That would be a move in the best interest of the child, but it looks like Obama's plan is to bring in as many foreign-speaking aliens as possible.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe the judicial branch of government is seizing too much power? Go to eagleforum.org and join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly. Put your opinions on the record before the courts take away your right to be heard. Stay informed and add your own comments to the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the American Freedom Party Report. This is your host, James Kelso, joining you country folks who are surviving on the American Freedom Party Report. We're a live program and a call-in program, so I will give you the call-in number, which is 800-313-9443. And I'll give that again later in the show. I'd ask you to hold off on calling for just a little bit while we begin the show with a very special guest. Dr. Tom Sunick is our guest today at the beginning of the show. And I'll tell you, I'm on the edge of my chair. And I'm very excited. I apologize, Tom, for keeping you waiting while I praise you for a minute. I have wanted to have Dr. Tom Sunick on this show live for the entire history of the show, and I did manage to get him on one or two times. But the problem in the past has been that this show was really in the middle of the night for him, and we are inaugurating today with this broadcast our new time slot. And the most important aspect about this new time slot, which is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., is that we are now able to have conversations with our cousins in Europe on at a reasonable time of the day for our European European fellows. Right now, Dr. Sunick is in Zagreb, Croatia, and his time is 7 hours ahead of ours, so it's 9 p.m. Zagreb time. And let me now bring onto the microphone Tom Sunick, after I just mentioned that he is a professor of history. Dr. Sunick is a very eminent writer in our cause. I'm going to ask you several times during the show to get your hands on a copy of his book, Homo Americanus, which is about the Balkanization of Europe and the U.S. We'll talk about that a little bit, but I want you to get a copy of that book, and don't let me, folks, forget to ask Tom to tell you how to get a copy of Homo Americanus. And Dr. Sunick is a director on the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. We are so lucky to have him in that position. He is also distinguished as our party's foreign secretary. And that will become why he is the foreign secretary will become immediately evident to you after he talks for a few minutes. Dr. Sunick traverses the continent of Europe from corner to corner, from edge to edge, visiting many European countries. He is one of the most well-known and prominent patriots on the speaking circuit of the Patriot, the newly arising Patriot political parties all over Europe, in every European country. And this is such an exciting development. It's one of the reasons I am so, another reason that we are so happy about our new time slot on RBN is that we will be able to talk to folks from all these parties at a reasonable time. We'll be able to interview them live here on the show. I apologize for keeping you waiting. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jamie. Mr. Kelso, thanks everybody for being here.
And the of course, I was kidding with Tom. You know, everybody knows me as Jamie, but I am known on the radio as James. Years ago, I worked for David Duke, running his office, and David always called me James. He never once called me Jamie. He always called me James. And sort of a funny story, but when I got my birth certificate in the mail just a few years ago, I found out that all these years, that actually was my name. I was given James at birth. My mother, bless her, who's now gone, she'd assured me all through my youth that she had, when I was born, she had told the doctors, told the hospital, Jamie, put Jamie on my birth certificate. But actually, of course, it's understandable with her firstborn, she'd forget. She was in seventh heaven, but she actually put James down. So, Tom, you can call me Jamie. You can call me James. Of course, folks, you can call Tom, Tomislav, or Tom. And, boy, we're lucky to have you on the show, Tom. Let me start out right away by letting people know how they can get a copy of your brilliant book, Homo Americanus.
Oh, okay. No, you can just Google my name, or you can type my name, and you will see the Amazon bookstore, and then you can order the book, and you will get it in about a week or so, and it's selling pretty well. And I guess if you don't mind, the title of it, it's Homo Americanus, but I'm specifically talking about the Balkanization of Europe and the Balkanization of the United States of America. And I'm using this title, Homo Americanus, as a sort of a, how can I say, as a symbol, as a neologism for this new species, uprooted species, a disfranchised species, who to some extent is no longer limited to the American America's jurisdiction, but who lives everywhere and who actually lives nowhere. And I think it's a good book. It has a large large index in the bibliography. It's lots of translations in it from German, English, French, whatever. And I'm pretty proud of it. And it has got to tell you folks that Kevin McDonald, a good friend of mine, a prominent psychologist, a prominent friend of ours, an activist and writer, who wrote a nice preface to the book. So, folks, yes, don't look at me. I'm not into the self promotion, but I think the book is quite a valid. It has some substance in it, and I certainly would appreciate if you can get a hold of it. Other than that, feel free to write to me. My email is tom.sonik@gmail.com, and if you have some serious questions, or any questions for that matter, dealing with some social issues, political issues, anthropological, racial issues, or for that matter, any issues that may be, that are furthering our white European, white American cause in a more or less academic and decent fashion, I'd be willing to help.
Well, folks, that was tom.sunik, spelled S-U-N-I-C, @gmail.com. And as Tom mentioned, Dr. Kevin McDonald wrote the preface to Homo Americanus, and Dr. McDonald, another extraordinary member of the board of directors of the American Freedom Party, will be with Tom on the speaker's podium at an event, an upcoming American Freedom Party event, which I wish I could tell you more details on the air now, but the event is in the planning stage. But we are going to have an event, and let me just get you interested and get you excited by letting you know that on the speakers list already for this upcoming event scheduled for April of 2015, we have Dr. McDonald, Kevin McDonald, Dr. Tom Sunik, We have another board of directors member, James Edwards. James Edwards. We have also the extraordinary Sam Dixon. James Edwards will be coming in from his base in Tennessee. Sam Dixon from his base in Georgia. Also the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson. And the extraordinary host and founder of Daily Ken, a very popular website, Daily Ken, Mr. Ken Giveden, will be one of our speakers. That is one of the best speakers lists I've seen in years in our cause, and I would I would sure encourage you to attend at this event. We've got our break music coming up. We'll be right back with Dr. Tom Sunick. We're going to talk about recent events in Europe.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, and our guest, our very special guest, is Dr. Tom Sunick. He is coming to us very generously live from Zagreb, Croatia, and he is 7 hours ahead of us, so it's after 9 p.m. where Tom is, and thank goodness with our new time slot here on RBN, we will be able to welcome Tom Sunick to the airwaves here frequently because we're within reasonable hours for him to make an appearance. We've already given you two action items in the show. One is get yourself a copy of Homo Americanus, the Balkanization of Europe and America, is what Tom Sunick describes in this book. And I'm at Amazon.com, where Tom just sent us, and I see that it is available in paperback, very nicely bound, for $14.39. That is a super bargain. So you want to get yourself a copy of Homo Americanus, Child of the Postmodern Age. Now, let us shift to recent events in Europe, which are stunning. They are amazing events. They center around something called Charlie Hebdo. And Tom, I'd like to just turn the microphone over to you. Explain to the folks, what is Charlie Hebdo? That's a publication in Paris. Tell them about that name, about that publication, and about the stunning events that have taken place in Europe.
All right. Jamie, I hope we have enough time, so I guess I would like to give you some background first. There are still some misconceptions, particularly in the United States of America, as far as this terrible event is concerned. Now, first and foremost, of course, our condolences go to the families of those of the victims of those terrible terrorists, Islamic terrorists. However, let's be a little bit careful, folks. Charlie Hebdo, which I happen to be quite familiar with, it's been on the market for over the last 40 years. Charlie Hebdo is a magazine. It's a system magazine. It pretty much advocates the dominant ideology. It's pretty much in favor, openly, avidly in favor of multiculturalism. So do not be misled. The very fact is that some of the stuff that they've been preaching, for instance, they've been lampooning the Muslims, they've been lampooning Christians. Of course, they were first on their target list. In fact, some of those lampoons and some of those cartoons, I didn't like at all because they were vulgar, they were obscene. And let's leave aside now the Gallic spirit and their quote-unquote their openness and their freedom of speech. This is a topic that I plan to look at with you a little bit later on. But for the time being, what's important to say and rehash, so to speak, is that Charlie Hebdo is a part of the system. And the actual demonstrations right now, this very same moment in Paris and elsewhere in Europe, are not the demonstrations staged or organized by all people. These are basically the system-sponsored organizations. Now, what's the first conclusion, folks, we can make here? The first conclusion is that Charlie Hebdo, including the political class in France, or for that matter in Europe, which is now, of course, parading and posturing in Paris, you know, shedding big crocodile tears. I'm purposely being a little bit, I'm deliberately a little bit cynical and ironical, because it's basically all stage managed as far as the demonstrations is concerned. The assassination is something different. So let's come to the point, folks. Multiculturalism is the main theory, as the main focus of the system media of including Charlie Hebdo, is basically now extolling its own price. So basically, the folks from Charlie Hebdo are the victims of their own advocacy, are the victims of their own ideology of multiculturalism. Just one point, folks, which is quite important: Le Front National, the National Front, nationalist parties in Europe, they've all denounced the hypocrisy of the system, in France in particular and elsewhere in Europe, precisely on those grounds that I've just mentioned, folks. On the one hand, if you keep preaching multiculturalism, how can you lampoon then the Muslims? If you follow the logic of multiculturalists, be it in Washington, D.C., or in San Francisco, for that matter in Paris, folks, then of course you have to respect the quote-unquote the lifestyle, ethnic sensitivity training, as we call it in the United States of America, of other peoples and of other races. Unfortunately, this was bound to happen. I don't want to sound like a visionary, like a prophet, but this is precisely the central theme in my book, which I published 7 years ago, Homo Americanus, and written with preface by Kevin MacDonald. So, yes, indeed, folks, Charlie Hebdo, despite its Gallic humor, it's a terrible event. But ask yourself another question, folks, rather rhetorical question. Do you think the same manifestation, the same demonstrations would have happened if some right-wing nationalist satirical journal like the one I also write for, Rivarol, for instance, Rivarol, you may want to write that down, which also carries sometimes those spoofs and those lampoons and cartoons of not just of the Muslims, but also of the Jews. Do you think the same event would have turned into such a public stage to, how can I say, posturing as it's now going on in France? Of course not, folks. So again, we have, as the French say, they have double standards. They have two measures and two weights, as the French literally say, which means in English, we are basically talking about double standards. Again, folks, keep in mind that even the events, as far as the Pegida event is concerned, which is taking place in Dresden every Monday, and tomorrow it's going to take place. I was supposed to go there. In fact, I was supposed to get invited and participate and even as a speaker there because I was there last year. Anyway, it's a pretty long story. But to make the story short, the Pegida event is a non-system. It's an anti-system event, which is basically targeting, which is the system itself, and which is opposed to the wild immigration of clandestine, not just clandestine, of non-Europeans to Europe. So I guess, folks, again, let's be sound and clear, and let's be a little bit conscious of the fact that what you hear in the news, especially in the CNN, or for that matter, I call it the system media, it's not exactly true.
And ladies and gentlemen of our audience, realize, please, that you are getting here from Dr. Sunik. You are getting on-the-scene reporting not available from any other source. I'm being educated right now about these events, and I'm going to ask Tom to fill in for us because Americans, our newspapers, have pathetic coverage of world events, and our television has pathetically bad coverage of world events. So I'm going to ask Tom to explain what actually happened at the Charlie Hebdo offices this week. There were 12 people murdered by Islamic extremists, and also, I will explain the acronym Pegida. I'm going to look up the German for that, which I gave on this show in our last broadcast. The Pegida event every Monday in Dresden. On this show, folks, we are beginning the process of educating our American patriots as to what our European patriot cousins are doing in Europe. And we're going country by country. So I think this audience, Tom, I'm very proud of it. We have probably the best informed, I'll be so bold as to say, the best informed patriot audience on the European scene. And thank you very much for being that on-the-scene reporter that really nobody else has on the air.
Yes, Jamie, I guess there are so many details here involved. I just want to make it perfectly clear that the actual, and I said it twice already, and I guess I need to say it again, 1 million people who showed up on the streets of Paris today was basically a staged, managed effort by the system. And basically the main slogan, the main banners, in fact, in French, you can see it, and if you watch the French TV, is again the mantra of diversity, Let's preach again to all neighbors coming from overseas. Let's bring more and more folks here. So basically, we're in the logic of the worst-case scenario. This is just the beginning. Not that I'm advocating that, folks, but I don't think that this is going to turn out well.
Okay, stay tuned, folks. I'm eager to hear Tom's next idea.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, folks. This is your host, James Kelso, on the American Freedom Party Report, and with an American Freedom Party Board of Directors member, Dr. Tom Sunick. Let me mention how you can join in the American Freedom Party. Become a member. I urge you to do so. It's only $25 a year to be a member, and you can read up about us for free, and you can read about Tom Sunick on our website, which is the American Freedom Party. .us. That's the American Freedom Party. .us. I hope you'll go there right after you buy a copy of Tom Sunick's book, Homo Americanus, at Amazon.com. We're talking now about very interesting events in Europe. And Tom, I'm getting a real interesting new perspective from you about the difference between the Pegida demonstrations and the as you say in French, Charlie Hebdo, in English, Charlie Hebdo,
right.
Rallies across Europe. Now, Tom, folks, is making a point which I was not aware of. I learned on this show myself that the Charlie Hebdo rallies are actually a sort of a floundering effort by the actual political establishment to somehow extricate themselves from the hypocrisy of their position. which is that they are welcoming the Islamization of Europe. They're welcoming a flood. And folks, the flood into Europe of millions of people from North Africa, in the case of England, from places like Pakistan, many of them Muslims, and also many who are not Muslims, but they are non-white, non-European people. They are flooding Europe just as we in America are being flooded with people from all over the world who are not Europeans. So the European problem is very similar to our American problem. Different actors on the scene, but the same problem. European nations being overwhelmed by unlimited non-European immigration, which leads to what the very great Wilmot Robertson wrote about when he titled his 1972 book, The Dispossessed Majority. We are in every European land, we are being dispossessed. Now to make the Tom made the very good distinction that Pegida, which is another series of mass demonstrations in Europe, is in fact patriot origin. Tom was scheduled to speak at the event tomorrow in Dresden. And let me give you the acronym in German. And Tom, please correct my pronunciation. And folks, one of the reasons Tom Sunik is in demand at every Patriot event across Europe, there's so many of them, is that his German and his French are absolutely perfect, so much so that anybody listening to him concludes either that he's a Frenchman or a German. Let me make a desperate effort here, Tom. I took German in college. I did get an A, but that doesn't mean a thing, as you know. No. Pegida stands for Patriotische Europäer gegen die Islamisierung des Abendlandes.
Now, Patriotische, once more, Patriotische Bewegung gegen die Islamisierung des Abendlandes, which means literally patriotic movement against the Islamization of the West, of the Occident, if you kind of want to put it that way. If I can just backpedal a little bit, I just want to make it perfectly clear, folks. I'm sure you understand that we have to make the distinction between causes and effect. What we are dealing now are tragic events of this terrorist, of this bloody murder of those French journalists. However, none of those political rulers and shakers, be it in France, be it in Germany, be it even from Russia, even Putin, even Lavrov, the foreign minister showed up in Paris, 50 of them, all those big shots. None of them wants to address the core issue of the problem. And I just want to make it perfectly clear, both as a professor, I presume also as a scholar, and as a board member of the American Freedom Party, I have nothing against Islam, and I certainly do not want to spoof them or make fun of them. Well, but I also got to realize one thing, that multiculturalism is a failed ideology. It's a disastrous ideology, and I'm speaking not from the top of my head. I'm speaking as somebody who lived and grew up in communist Yugoslavia, and I know very well what it means when you stash people together into unholy alliance, into some mishmash of people, each with its own victimology, each with its own version of the truth. And this is exactly what happened. But none of those politicians now in Paris, for that matter, they're being given all big interviews. You can have a look at the CNN right now. You will see. If you read French, just have a look at Le Monde or Le Figaro. They're all now talking again about diversity, but they don't want to address the core issue. It's the immigration. Wild immigration, we are talking about 50 million non-Europeans live as of now in Western Europe. 50 million, which is more than 10%, approximately 10% of non-Europeans. We got about 6 million, these are the latest census, 6 million Muslims live in France, and approximately 10 to 12 million non-Europeans altogether in France. France has approximately 70 million inhabitants. You can figure out what exactly the figures are. Now, folks, if you allow me, because we are running out of time, I'll just draw the parallel, if I may, with the Ferguson syndrome, if I may. Well, of course, folks, we are just looking, unfortunately, at the side effects of it, but nobody wants to state publicly and clearly in America, I'm talking about the folks on the Hill, look folks, those blacks who commit violence, they have let's be quite explicit, they have a criminal record, they are more inclined to violence, and of course, how do you expect the white guy, it could have been me, to act in such a worst case scenario, you start to shoot. So again, we have to clearly say, and our colleague, Mr. Taylor, Jared Taylor wrote about this, there is also a color of crime, and of course, folks, I could go on, and I'm sort of digressing a little bit. Just look at the census of the prisoner population in the United States. We know exactly about 75% of prisoners are non-whites, and in Europe you got exact more or less the same type of a profile. About 55% in Belgium, 60% in Austria, neighboring Austria, like 50 miles from where I live. You know, so basically this is the big issue. The system, the politicians, the big shots, they don't want to address the real issue, which is now being addressed by our patriots all over Europe, and including the big patriots in Dresden. And of course, our patriots have to use some, I'm sorry for the word, some Mickey Mouse language. They have to castrate their words. They have to show themselves meek, because of course, otherwise you run into the problems with the criminal code. You're called a fascist, you can lose a job, you're called a right winger. Of course, keep in mind, in Europe we don't have the First Amendment. Well, so okay, you got to be extremely careful how you say and how you put your words in practice. Again, folks, with all due disclaimers, I certainly sympathize with the families of the victims, but this was after all to be expected with this onslaught of Africans from Northern Africa, with the 6 million Muslims in France. What could you expect, you know? After all, those folks, put yourself in the shoes of those Muslims folks. You know, somebody is spoofing, somebody is making fun of their prophets openly and on the front page of the journal. Just as much as I can enjoy it and rejoice with my colleagues about that, because for me this is perfectly normal. Why not crack a joke about Jews for that matter? But keep in mind, they've never, you know, lampooned the Jews, because they're a certain no-no zone, folks. So keep in mind, when we talk about freedom of speech under quotation marks, who's freedom of speech? Someone's freedom of speech is someone's hate speech. So again, look a little bit at the semantic issue of this as well, you know. So again, folks, I don't want to take too much of your time, but keep in mind, try to distinguish between causes and effects of this terrible thing. And unfortunately, I don't want to sound like a doomsayer. This is just the beginning.
Well, yeah, that was very interesting, what you said to me, very informative, Tom. You said that this is not going to turn out well, and that let's talk about something that is turning out well, which is Pegida, the patriotic Europeans against the Islamization of the West. Mm-hmm. And let me just run by the numbers, folks. This I'm just looking it up as we speak here. Things have happened just this week. Pegida has now spawned other similar demonstrations in Leipzig. They call themselves Legida. In Bonn, called Bogida. In Darmstadt, they call themselves Dagida. In other words, this is breaking out all over Germany, especially in the former Eastern Germany.
Right.
And listen to this, folks. The first rally was held on October 14th of last year, just a couple of months ago. A handful of people showed up. On the October 20th, and I'll just go week by week here, they went from 350, next week 500, next week 1,000, then 1,700, then 3,200. November 24th, 5,500 people were there in Dresden. December 1st, 7,500. December 8th, 10,000. December 15th, 15,000. Last week, 17,500 on December 22nd. And January 5th, that would be last week, January 5th, 18,000 people. On the 12th, tomorrow, the number should be even higher than 18,000 yes. people. And folks, this is happening now, get it, every Monday.
Now, this, Jamie, if I can just interrupt you for a second, this looks beautiful. And believe it or not, there are lots of people who feel exactly the same way on the private level. But on the official level, keep in mind that those folks are being sort of haunted with this adjective of fascist, neo-fascist, and so on. But keep in mind that the Germans have been brainwashed over the last 70 years. So even okay. people who hold some job or something got to be extremely careful how they actually position themselves in those demonstrations.
Fascinating. We'll come right back to this after this break, folks.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Welcome back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
This is the American Freedom Party Report. I'm your host, James Kelso, and our special guest is Dr. Tom Sunick. He will be with us here until the end of this hour. After this hour, we will take calls. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. There's so much happening. You're bringing us so much news, Dr. Sunick, that an hour, of course, does not suffice, but you've already really educated me.
If I can continue, just if I don't lose the train of my thought, I'm sorry for interrupting you, Jamie. Mm-hmm. I just want to make it clear, folks, that again, I already made it.
We may have lost a little bit of audio there from Dr. Sunick. Hang on, folks. I'm going to check in with the engineer. Okay, yeah, the engineer just messaged me.
Floods and floods of immigration. to Europe. And this is what's causing more and more racial tensions. I'm talking quite often to cops, you know, of course, on a private level, to white cops here in France, in Germany, and it's also in Croatia and elsewhere. I'm talking even to some as a former diplomat, I'm talking to some academics and so on. But nobody wants to say something against diversity, because this is a general paranoia, literally, in Europe. Just like in the United States, you have this nomen, like a white supremacist. In Europe, once you get this label of neo-fascist, you are done, you are gone. You're really taken out for forever. I mean, in your career, in your professional career, being called a neo-Nazi or anti-Semite, you're done, literally. So hence the reason that folks like the Pegida, which I've just mentioned, this is a very positive sign. You know, Germans have to be extra precautious, because they've already been getting some flack. This morning, Frau Merkel, the German chancellor, she said that she's opposed to Pegida. All those big politicians, I'm talking about system politicians in Germany, they came out against them because they're actually accusing them now of some Nazi or neo-Nazi tendencies. They're using all those stuff of those generic words in order to actually discredit them, in order to make any popular uprising, you know, impossible. Folks, if I can again make so many things come into my mind with another parallel. I grew up in communist Yugoslavia, and of course, a former communist, they would admit quite openly, you know, that there were failures that were made in communist Yugoslavia, that the system didn't work, that communism needed some more reforms and so on and so forth. But however, they never wanted to admit, this former communist system, the main problem being egalitarianism. They did not want to admit the general biological, socio-biological fact, which is namely that people and peoples are different. And this is exactly what's happening in Europe, especially in Germany, I'll tell you exactly, it has approximately 16 million foreigners. Out of those 16 million, are there over 10 million, approximately 10 million are of non-European origin. So basically, this has a certain effect on those people, on the domestic folks. And I guess this is just happening all over and over again. It won't last for long, I can tell you. Unfortunately, what it causes, it's more and more cleavage, more and more unnecessary hatred between Muslims and Catholics. I don't mind personally, folks, people ask me. I mean, I don't like even making fun of Muslims and the way they ride camels or whatever you want to call them. You know, let them be, provided that they stay in their own, on their own premises, provided that they live their own culture, but not mixed with my own. So don't blame them. Blame those who brought them into Europe, who brought them into the United States in the first place, be they mestizos or cholos, whichever way you want to call them. I mean, and this is where I disagree sometimes with some of my colleagues, with the nationalist colleagues, both in Europe and the United States of America. We all focus very much on the consequences, and then we attack and we actually make fun. We even say sometimes dirty words against the Mexicans, or for that matter, against the blacks here, or the newcomers who are coming literally on a daily basis to Italy, to Croatia, moving further, where else, to the UK and Germany, because they're still rich countries. But nobody wants to address the issue. It's the local sellouts, the local politicians, who wants to have, of course, additional voters, possibly 5 years down the road or in some local elections. And of course, you know, capitalists, you know, don't forget them, folks. Capitalists also who want to have cheap labor, and who in turn can also outsource their machinery or their finances to cheaper places in the world. I consider, for instance, the Pacific Basin, for instance. So again, the things are far more complex than they look at the first glance. So once again, I'm very sorry about what happened to those guys, and I certainly enjoyed some of their caricatures of Muslims and Prophet Muhammad, and of course, because I couldn't care less about him. I think that in every country, people should have a right to say what's on their mind. But how can you achieve that? You can only, folks, achieve it in a highly racially homogenous country, where people think more or less the same, where you don't have to worry about the sensitivities about some Hmongs or Koreans or Cholos, or for that matter, some other folks from different parts of the world. You can only, like for instance in Japan, Japan doesn't have a problem with the foreign immigration. It's, of course, it doesn't have, therefore, any racial riots and racial tensions. So I guess this is what the American Freedom Party stands for, including myself. This is just the logic, my reason that tells me, folks, It's not discrimination. I'm just saying, look, let me be with my own flock. However stupid my flock may be, however many disagreements I have with some of my people in my flock and my clan, whichever way you... But this is the law of the nature, folks. Democracy or multiculturalism is a misnomer. It doesn't work. I saw it firsthand here in ex-Yugoslavia as a former diplomat, as a Croatian diplomat, as a former American professor. And I'm very, very sorry to see that the American system politicians, most of them, with some do exceptions, with some nice exceptions, but most of them are just following this mantra of diversity, diversity. In fact, they bring in people from Latin America, and I'm, you know, this will inevitably result in some unsavory and some very ugly events, both for the newcomers and for old white Americans.
Very eloquently said, Tom. And we're going to run out of time here shortly, so I want to close up with thanking you for appearing on the show and hoping you'll come back very soon to grace these microphones again in our new hour here on the American Freedom Party Report.
Jamie, folks, I don't want to sound rude. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but if you have some calls, some phone calls, I don't mind answering a few. I mean, I also have some family things. Believe it or not, I'm now writing a piece in German, which talks a little bit about the victimology of the Second World War here in Croatia, and I'm also making some parallels with the victimology, false victimology that Germans are being imposed upon. It's very heavy stuff, but I have to be careful a little bit about the wording. But if you have some calls line up, I would be happy to accommodate your people and friends.
I do have a caller waiting, Tom, but I'll tell you what,
sure.
I will only presume upon your time if we'll have to go through another break, and right after that break, I promise I won't keep you more than 15 minutes.
15 minutes is fine. I would be very happy. I can stay even 5 minutes more. 15 minutes after the break. Okay. I'm on yours.
Let me give the call-in number to folks out there who want to speak with Dr. Tom Sunick. This is your chance. It's 800-313-9443. Please keep your question pertinent to what Dr. Sunick's talking about. I don't want to hear a speech on what you want to talk about. I'd like to have you address this extraordinary man in our cause, Tom Sunick, about what he's informed us about today. It's 800-313-9443. Call in now during the break, and we'll put you on the air with Dr. Tom Sunick. We have Jim in New Mexico. Jim, we'll probably not get all of your call in before the break, so hang on. Jim, what would you like to ask Dr. Sunick?
Well, yeah, thank you very much for getting me in. Dr. Sunick was talking about getting to the source of the problem, being the immigration and the multiculturalism and this the practically open border, similar to what we have here in the U.S., with the south of the border immigrants coming in here. But there in Europe, it seems to me the problem with the Muslim immigration, if you want to get to the source, we look at the bombing and the war that is being perpetrated on these Muslim countries. You know, people's homes, villages, towns are being blown to bits, and they have no choice but to leave. And where are they going to go? So they come to Europe.
Jim, hang on. Jim, we're going to carry you through a break. Dr. Sunick is going to answer your question right after this break. Thank you, everybody.